You're listening to SBS News.
At a G7 virtual meeting, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has again ruled out peace talks with Russia's leader Vladimir Putin. With the conflict escalating in Ukraine, the Russian government says it is prepared to engage in talks with the West, but there are calls for tougher sanctions on Russia. Mr. Zelensky says the group of seven industrial powers have promised that the attackers in Ukraine will be brought to justice.
Dear friends, Mrs. Prime Minister Truss, Prime Minister Trudeau, Prime Minister Kishida, dear President Charles Michel, dear Ursula von der Leyen, I'm asking you to strengthen the overall effort to help financially with the creation of an air shield for Ukraine. Millions of people will be grateful to the Group of Seven for such assistance.
On Monday, strikes against Ukraine's capital and in 12 other regions caused widespread power outages and at least 19 people died. Canada has publicly condemned the brutal strikes against civilians in Ukraine, calling them a war crime. Defence Minister Anita Anand says Canada is deploying combat engineers to help the Polish military train Ukrainian forces.
This new training under Operation Unifier will complement Canadian training of new Ukrainian recruits in the United Kingdom and Canadian training of Ukrainian personnel on the use of the M777 howitzers that we donated to Ukraine.
The next day, Russian forces sent more missiles into Ukraine. The US Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, also arrived in Brussels for a NATO ministers' meeting. NATO says it is monitoring Russia's nuclear forces and any attack on infrastructure that is important to the NATO military alliance will result in a united response. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the world must remain vigilant.
Ukraine has the momentum and continues to make significant gains. While Russia is increasingly resorting to horrific and indiscriminate attacks on civilians and critical infrastructure.
Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has indicated the Russian government is willing to discuss methods to end the conflict with the United States or Turkey, but he's rejecting White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby's assertion that Russia is refusing to talk to the US.
It seems to me that the Americans have been participating de facto in this war for a long time. They're not only weaponizing Zelensky and his regime, they're providing satellite intelligence, including not only dozens of military satellites, but hundreds of commercial satellites, which are now being used in service of military plans of support of the neo-Nazi regime.
John Kirby says if Russia is serious about having a dialogue, an important first step would be to stop the brutal assaults.
We do not see this as a constructive, legitimate offer to engage in the dialogue and diplomacy that is absolutely necessary to see an end to this brutal war of aggression against the people, the state, the government of Ukraine.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is under domestic pressure to intensify his efforts, with forces losing ground since September. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.